Every week at Grace Bible Church, we participate in what we call the Lord's Supper. We could do this less frequently than weekly, but one reason we do this every week without fail is because it gives us an opportunity to fortify ourselves in right thinking about the gospel. When we fortify ourselves with fresh, accurate thoughts about Jesus and his death, burial, and resurrection, it strengthens us and even emboldens us to live the kind of lives that God is calling us to live, lives that are worthy of the gospel. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 6 through 10, is one of many passages in Scripture that fortifies our thinking about the gospel and prepares us to live well in light of it. So please turn with me in your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. I started reading at verse 6, and we'll establish ourselves in right thinking together. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, starting at verse 6. This passage sets our sights on one thing primarily. It sets our sights on God's wisdom and the immeasurable chasm that exists between it and the wisdom of man. This passage reveals the infinite distance between man's foolishness and the wisdom of God. Follow along as I read. 1 Corinthians 2, 6. Yet among the mature we do impart wisdom, although it is not a wisdom of this age or the rulers of this age who are doomed to pass away. But we impart a secret and hidden wisdom of God, which God decreed before the ages for our glory. None of the rulers of this age understood this, for if they had, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, what no eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor the heart of man imagined, what God has prepared for those who love him. These things God has revealed to us through the Spirit, for the Spirit searches everything, even the depths of God. The gospel, Christ and him crucified, is the wisdom of God. That's Paul's point in chapter 1, verses 23 through 24 of 1 Corinthians, where he says, we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and folly to Gentiles, but to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God, and the wisdom of God. The gospel is the wisdom of God. The sheer, incomprehensible brilliance that exists in God's mind, it engineered the gospel message. It was God's unfathomable genius that determined that it would be a good idea to send Jesus, God in the flesh, to be born without sin, to live a perfect life and raise up his own life from the grave after he died a horrendous, torturous death under the wrath of God for everyone who would believe. That's for the past, present, and future sins of all believers. That is what God's wisdom determined would be wise. But what does verse 6 say about this wisdom? As we read, it says, this wisdom is not of this age or of the rulers of this age. So don't miss this morning. Not in the first century and not in the 21st century can God's wisdom, the gospel, be called the wisdom of this age or the wisdom of the rulers of this age. It'll never happen. Why? Verse 7 says that this wisdom is a secret and hidden wisdom. So although this wisdom of God was decreed before the ages, this wisdom was secret, it was hidden. And so no wonder it's secret. God decreed it before the ages, before the world was even created. And God hid it from everybody, this gospel. If God doesn't want you to know something, if God wants to keep a secret, then there is no possible way that you will find it out apart from him. And that point is further stressed in verse 9 when Paul writes, "As it is written, what no eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor the heart of man imagined, what God has prepared for those who love him." So no human eye possessed the foresight to see the gospel beforehand. And no human ear heard well enough the clear words of Jesus to comprehend the gospel before he actually accomplished it. And no human heart was innovative or creative enough to dream up what only God had imagined. No human being can leave earth who possesses merely earthly means of transportation. That's clear. We understand that. Well, likewise, no one is able to access the heavenly wisdom of God who has merely earthly wisdom. Comprehending God's heavenly wisdom requires heavenly means. Look with me at verse 10. "These things," that is the gospel, "God has revealed to us through the Spirit, for the Spirit searches everything, even the depths of God." Your coming to grips with the incomparable wisdom of God, Christian, required the grace of the one who searches the depths of God. It required his Spirit. Is that not cause for worship this morning? Remember that Christ's death on your behalf, Christian, this death that Jesus accomplished, that he endured the relentless wrath of the Father on the cross in your place, consider that this morning. And as you consider that, be awestruck that God has given you access into his secret and hidden wisdom, wisdom that you never would have arrived at on your own. Now, maybe you're here, you've never been humbled by this gospel. You've never come to the end of your own wisdom and sensed the utter insufficiency of your own intelligence and wit. And if that's you, then there's also bad news this morning. It's that you don't actually possess the true saving wisdom of God yet. But even as you hear these words, God's wisdom does call out to you. God's wisdom this morning calls out to you this morning, and it says, "If you turn at my reproof, behold, I will pour out my Spirit to you, and I will make my words known to you." God welcomes sinners into his wisdom as it's revealed through his word. But God's wisdom is calling you to turn and repent and admit that you're a fool without him. So if you find yourself in that place this morning, then when the men come and pass out a little cracker and some juice, we just ask that you let those things pass by, just pass them on. There's no shame in that. But while that's happening, do consider what I've said this morning, that you need the gospel, you need God's wisdom to escape God's wrath against your own folly. If you find that you're in that position, then talk to me, talk to someone you've seen up front, an elder. We'd love to help you find out how to enter into God's wisdom. Believers, if you have been humbled by God's wisdom, if you've confessed that you're a fool without Christ, and you have clung to the foolishness of the gospel, Christ crucified, then when the men come and pass the bread out, then you can take communion on your own.